As she walked through the employees-only door into the back rooms, she could hear arguing still coming from the playroom. They'd all had a long day that had the kids, as usual, starting at Love a Latte before school, then coming straight from school to the shop, hanging out in the playroom for 30 minutes, then hanging out for another hour while she was at the Main Street Business Alliance meeting, then another 30 minutes while the storm raged on. It was no wonder that they were cranky. She shouldn't have been out in the lobby hanging out with her fellow businesswomen while they were in the back, being checked on every few minutes, but mainly being supervised by themselves. She wasn't some teenage girl hanging out with her BFFs during the summer with no responsibilities. There were too many things she needed to be better at as a mom, and as a business owner, to be slacking like that. When she opened the door to the playroom, toys and kids were strewn everywhere, and all four kids were talking, making random sounds or banging on something.
"Mommy!"
5-year-old Jackson called out as he ran to her and wrapped his arms around her legs. "Hi, sweetie," she said as she returned the hug. "I'm sorry I've been gone so long today. Now, Covey and Elodie, tell me why you two are fighting." They both started talking at the same time, each angry voice trying to be louder than the other. If she didn't get this solved soon, they were going to attack each other before she knew it. "Covey, you sit over there. Elodie, you over here. Both of you, zip your lips." "Aspen," she turned to her 9-year-old daughter. "Do you know why they were fighting?"
"I'll tell you, Mama," Jackson said. "Since you were busy, we were playing Tell Me About Your Day ball without you, and when Elodie got the ball, she said that her class did a paper where they drew what their wish is, and she drew a new dad, because she's wishing super hard that we get a new dad. But then Covey got all mad like this," Jackson said, crossing his arms and making an angry face. "And he said that we didn't need a new dad because we already have a dad. We just need him to come back and live with us again."
Aspen rolled her eyes.
"Yeah, like that's going to happen. So Elodie said that dad is our dad for when we're at his house," Jackson said, "and we need a dad for when we're home. And if he doesn't like it, then that's too bad because she already used her wish on it."
When Jackson took a breath, Aspen took over telling the story. "And then Covey said that it didn't matter because he used his wish on you and Dad getting back together, and since he's 10, he gets 10 times the wishes. And he said because he's 10 times smarter," Elodie said in a rush before she could be reminded that she wasn't supposed to be talking.
"And he said he's 10 times smarter," Aspen confirmed. "So it'd actually be 100 times the wishes, so his wish was going to crush her wish into oblivion."
Jackson made clawing motions with his hands.
"And then Elodie jumped on Covey like she was an angry cat and scratched his arm."
Tori rubbed her forehead. She would need to talk to both Cody and Elodie about their wishes once she had a bit more time to figure out exactly how to deal with it. And she needed to address the way they were treating each other during a disagreement. She knew that any apology they gave each other while being hungry and tired wasn't going to be genuine, so that would have to be dealt with at home, too. She cocked her head to the side, listening. The pounding of the rain on the building had quieted significantly. "Do you hear that? It looks like we'll be able to leave soon. Quickly, everyone, let's get these toys cleaned up so we can get out of here before the rain gets bad again." As the five of them rushed to get the room back in order, she thought about how she could get Covey and Elodie to respect each other's different opinions, and how she could get them to show some remorse for hurting each other's feelings. Maybe if they did service for each other? She let her employees know that she was leaving, then she and her four kids raced out the back door, jackets pulled up over their heads to keep the rain off, and hurried into their minivan. It was times like these when she wished she had some parenting help to figure out how to best deal with issues like this. When she and Trace had gotten divorced, she'd lost both a business partner and a parenting partner. In truth, she'd been losing both for a while before that, so she was no stranger to doing things on her own. But still, she wished she had someone to tell her how she was supposed to let Covey and Elodie know that neither of them was going to be getting their wishes.